Chapter 1. Mom stopped mid-stroll, thumping one hand to her chest, gripping a hip-high adobe wall with the other. "I need to catch my breath, Rita," she declared, rather accusatorily. I murmured, "Of course," and issued my best good daughter sympathetic smile. I did truly sympathize. At 7,000 feet above sea level, Santa Fe, New Mexico can literally take your breath away. And my mother had flown in only a few hours earlier from the Midwestern lowlands. Adjusting to high altitudes takes time. About a week, the experts say, although I've called Santa Fe home for over 3 years, and still blame the paltry oxygen when I pant through my morning jog and puff under overladen burrito platters at Tres Amigas Cafe, where I'm a chef and co-amiga. I've even postulated that the thin air makes my thighs look larger. Lack of atmospheric compression. That unscientifically tested theory goes. The more likely culprit is my steady diet of cheesy chiles rellenos, blue corn waffles, green chili cheeseburgers, and other New Mexican delicacies. Mom took deep breaths beside me. I wasn't too worried. If Mom was at risk of anything, it was overacting. I strongly suspected she was making a point, something she likes to do indirectly and with drama. Things Mom doesn't like: high altitudes, dry climates, hot chiles, and disturbance of her holiday routine. I knew she wasn't thrilled to spend Christmas away from home. My goal was to win her over, and lucky for me, I had Santa Fe's holiday charm on my side. I leaned against the wall, enjoying the warmth of solar-heated adobe on my back. A group of carolers strolled by, harmonizing a bilingual version of Feliz Navidad. String lights and pine boughs decorated the porticos along Palace Avenue, and pinon smoke perfumed the air. To my eyes, the self-proclaimed city different looked as pretty as a Christmas card. Once Mom got over the initial shock of leaving her comfort zone, she'd come around, I hoped. Mom reached for a water bottle in her dual-holstered hip pack. "Hydration," she said, repeating a caution she'd first raised nearly 2 decades ago, when I embarked for culinary school in Denver and its mere mile-high elevation. In between sips, she reminded me that proper water intake was the key to fending off altitude-induced illnesses, ranging from headaches to poor judgment. She tilted her chin up and assessed me through narrowed eyes. "You're not drinking enough, Rita, I can tell. Your cheeks look dry, your hands too, and your hair." Mom made tisk-tisk sounds. Perhaps a trim would keep it from getting so staticky. You do look awfully cute when it's short. I patted my shoulder-length locks, recently cut into loose layers that emphasized my natural staticky waves. I could use a drink. A tart margarita on the rocks with extra salt would do. My mouth watered. "Behave," I chastised myself. It wasn't even 2 in the afternoon. Way too early for tequila. Plus, I loved my mother and her cute silver-flecked pixie cut. Most of all, I was delighted that she'd come to visit me and my teenage daughter, Celia. It was nice of Mom. No more than nice, the visit bordered on maternal sacrifice. As far as I knew, my mother, Mrs. Helen Baker Lafitte, aged 68 3/4 of Bucks Grove, Illinois, had never left home for Christmas before. Nor had she wanted to. Mom is a retired high school librarian, a woman of card catalog order and strict traditions, otherwise known as doing the same thing year after year. Under usual circumstances, Mom keeps our heirloom artificial Christmas tree perpetually decorated and stored in the garage until the day after Thanksgiving, when she takes it out, dusts it off, and installs it to the left of the living room fireplace. She places electric candles in each front window, hangs a wreath on the door, and wraps the holly bush in tasteful non-flashing white lights. All of her holiday cards are mailed by the 12th of December. Food traditions are similarly strict. The Christmas Day lunch begins promptly at noon and is typically attended by my Aunt Sue, Uncle Dave, Aunt Karen, and younger sister Kathy, and her family. Kathy's husband, Dwayne, watches sports in the den, while their 3 kids hover between completely exhausted and totally wired from their morning gift frenzy. My mother and aunts whip up a feast of roasted turkey and stuffing, scalloped potatoes, sweet potato casserole with mini marshmallows, tater tot hot dish, amazing monkey bread, Aunt Sue's famous or infamous Jell-O surprise featuring celery and cheese cubes, and my favorite dish, pie, usually apple, mincemeat, and or pumpkin. It's a lovely meal, which I truly miss when I can't attend. However, I also love Santa Fe and want to make my own traditions here.